Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews. Beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Elissa Walker Campbell, we want to welcome you back this weekend to our show as we get set to line it up with TCU's very own Gary Patterson, whose Frogs had such a remarkable run in 2009. They certainly took care of business, had a record-setting year, winning the Mountain West Conference, and of course hauling in a number of postseason honors. Let's not forget, they're going to be in their first BCS appearance, January 4th, the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl with number 6 Boise State, and number 3 TCU posted its first undefeated regular season in 71 years. We are so delighted to welcome back into our program one of our all-time favorites, TCU's head coach Gary Patterson. Happy holidays, Coach.
Well, thank you, Alyssa. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on, and it's been a great and a fun ride.
I have to tell you, yes, 2009 has been an incredible ride, and you know, it's interesting, if you follow your career, you've been in this business 27 years. I know this season was rewarding, but was it, Coach, the most fulfilling for you personally and professionally?
Well, it was, and I think mostly because of the kids. It was just a great group, you know, to see how they did things and how the coaches handled everything, you know, from Tyler Luttrell that never played safety to moving to safety. You know, we lost a coach and changing coordinators and seeing how that would work. I'm not sure you could have scripted it any better.
Well, it's interesting because I think back to our conversation in the month of August, and we knew that there was tremendous anticipation, Gary, coming into the season with the players that you had returning. And it's interesting, you only had 13 seniors on this roster. You have had tremendous talent in the past, but why was it with this particular group you were able to get them to produce and even produce under pressure?
Well, I think it was because they took ownership. A very underground swell of confidence and commitment to each other, and I think you need that when you play on the road, especially the places we had to go and play like they did. So when you do that, you know, it doesn't really matter what the coach thinks. It's really what the kids think, and you know, they really kind of took things over and made sure that it wasn't going to happen any other way, and you know, it was really a fun thing to watch.
Well, and of course, luck kind of played in your favor too, because you guys, for the most part, you stayed healthy this year.
Well, when we didn't, we had somebody that stepped up. You know, we lost some kids, especially on special teams and for a game. You know, both Nick Sanders and Raphael were out. But as a general rule, we did, especially on the offensive side of the ball, stayed healthy and did the things we needed to do. And, you know, it really helps over there because of the continuity of things.
Coach Gary Patterson is along with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We want to direct you to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. And we love hearing from you guys. Info, at eradiosports.com. And, you know, you talk about having the opportunity to coach such a great group of kids. Andy Dalton, the Jerry Hughes, these kind of guys certainly make your job a whole lot of fun coming to the office every day.
Let me tell you, it's when you have guys that do it on and off the field, life becomes a lot easier for all of us. In our profession, when you have guys that want to work hard, handle their own business, especially when the majority, everybody, you know, there's young guys that need to mature, but when the older guys, you know, control the locker room, it makes it a lot easier for coaches and really their fans because they appreciate how they play and how they do things, and I think that showed on the field.
These guys certainly showed a lot of maturity and also just how they were able to maintain that level of consistency. To me, that really tells a lot about the character and the heart and just that focus that they had.
Well, it was, and, you know, they were a group that really started back January. I started talking to them about their commitment in the off season and their commitment to each other and to get a chance to hang around each other because I believe kids are going to play for each other. They got to like each other, and they've got to find a reason to like each other if they don't get along or they're from different walks of life. And, you know, it all just kind of came together. I would have told you that this wouldn't have been the year that I thought that it would have been, but now that I've seen how it is, the components, you understand why the formula was there, and it's been a lot of fun, and that's why I hope they're successful in the bowl game because they really worked and did the things they needed to do to put themselves in that situation, so it'll be fun to watch.
Coach, it was interesting as the season kind of went along, of course, watching the expectation nationally that was going on, all the pressure. As a coach, how were you able to handle that and keep that in perspective? It seems like you just always want to outwork your opponents, but did you feel the pressure?
Well, I think you have the pressure, but I don't think it was more pressure. Our pressure, you know, there's two times I think you work even harder than we do normally. That's when it's not going the way it needs to and you've had injuries and you've got to find ways to be successful. The second way is when something special's happening, and you want to make sure, at least on your part, that you don't leave any stone unturned, that it can be, you have a chance to make it successful for your kids. And that's what this season was. You know, I think I was just as tired as I'd been in a season maybe that didn't turn out the way it was, and we had injuries and we had to replace people, because I wanted to make sure, at least for my part, that I was going to do my job to make sure that, you know, that they had a chance to be successful and be undefeated. So it's been a lot of fun. The stress and the pressure, I think, is already there because we put it on ourselves. Just like our goal board has said, we've won to claim and get to a BCS game and get to a national championship. And that's a level of work and commitment that we've tried to establish as a staff and a football team. And now we've accomplished one of those two goals. Now it's time to win a BCS game and then work towards someday getting a chance to play for it all.
Here in just a moment, we are going to highlight some of the playmakers that were just so outstanding this year. But I want to zero in and talk about, as far as the outstanding assistant coaches, that staff that you have been able to put together. Because, you know, primarily it's the head coaches that get all the accolades, but those closest to you, they really did a great job as far as what they did.
Well, they do. You know, starting with Eddie Williamson, our assistant head coach, he's been with me 9 years, all the way to Justin Fuente and Jared Anderson, our offensive coordinators, Dick Bumpus, our defensive coordinator, Dan Sharp, our special teams coordinator. You know, one of the things, and you go down to Chad and Clay Jennings, Tony Tatamy, I mean, if you go through the list, even with Rusty Burns, our newest addition on our staff, the chemistry, you can't have chemistry downstairs unless the kids can tell that the coaches get along and they work hard and everybody pulls their own weight and everybody understands that the other guy's doing just as much as he can to win the ball game. And I think that carries over to our team. I think our team sees, starting with the top, with myself, and then our staff, how they work, how they've shown commitment. You know, we've had coaches here in the last 4 or 5 years that have been offered, besides ones, and we haven't lost very many coaches in 9 years. But the ones, there's been a lot of them that have been offered jobs, and they've stayed, and our kids know that. And so for them, they know if we buy in, then why shouldn't they buy in? And that's exactly with me. As Jerry Hughes said when he was asked about the Notre Dame game, he says, "I doubt it." He says, "Coach is just a frog." So, you know, you got to do what you do and understand that, you know, if they know that you're in it for the same reasons they are, then they don't. It's not about individual awards or a coach that needs more money. It's about we're all on the same page and we're all trying to win.
Hey, we are lining it up. We're talking TCU football with their leader. That is Gary Patterson. We know him so well right here in Fort Worth. And, you know, anytime you talk about TCU football, it seems like in years past that Staples been talking about defense. But offensively, you guys made significant strides and definite improvement this year. How big of a difference was it kind of changing things up as far as with your offensive coordinators?
Well, number one, I think we've been really coming on the last 3 or 4. We broke the school scoring record 3 out of the 4 years. I think to probably set this group apart is how well they played. And how we call games and big games and how it turned out, going to Provo and how we played at Clemson, how we played at Air Force. You know, I think that's been the mark people have said. We've always really played well at home, but I think really the mark that's really made a difference to everybody is how we played when we've been on the road in big ball games and how we played here at Utah. So made a big difference, you know, staying healthy, being able to rotate some of our young running backs, some of our young wide receivers, from Ed Wesley to an Antoine Hicks, and everybody understands about an Andy Dalton. So they know what he is, and they know Joseph Turner. And, you know, compared to Jake Kirkpatrick, which has made some All-American teams as a center, you always have to have guys like that step up in your program to have the kind of year we've had. And definitely the coaches have done a great job, but I think the kids really bought into it and really clear back to last spring and been very happy and really excited about the changes.
Well, a number of highlights that I want to talk about throughout this season, but certainly a high was when you guys hosted Utah, 50,000 fans on hand. Of course, that was the big college game day for ESPN, an electric atmosphere. What was that like? Unfortunately, I didn't get to go to that particular game.
You know, I had some people that have been that here were friends that came in from the game from Michigan, and they've been to Super Bowls, they've been to national championship games, and they said it was the best venue they were ever part of. And I think that probably speaks volumes of what we were trying to get accomplished. Everybody had a great time. The new uniforms, the kids were fired up about having a chance to get over that, maybe that last major hurdle. And the fans buying into knowing that it was going to take all of us to win a ball game and to win a championship and get to a BCS game. And everybody did their part, and now we sit like we do. And so it took every bit of Fort Worth, the Metroplex, and the Frog Nation to get that done along with our team. And, you know, it's like going on vacation. If you had, even if you did it by yourself, it wouldn't have been a lot of fun because you wouldn't have had anybody to share with. And to have 50 to 70,000, because there's probably 15 to 20,000 were out in the parking lot, to share that night with us for the rest of their lives was cool.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, you talk about some of the fans and the support, but I know that all the fans and the Frog Nation were exhaling a little bit when we heard about the contract extension. You have brought so much to the city of Fort Worth and the university. Can you talk about what it means to be in this particular area and just the love that's going on here?
Well, I think they know that I've just been honest. I've never said never, but I have backed it up with 12 years going on 13 years, and my coaches have, and they've come back with, you know, building those facilities, and from as far as alumni and administration strength of what we're trying to get accomplished. And what I've tried to do and we've tried to do as a team is to make sure that we represent them in a class and in a dignity way that they'll always, that they'll appreciate better, maybe even more than they do the wins and losses. And I think that's, around the country, I think that's the thing that's really been the thing that's made me probably the happiest, is that people have not only, they understand the record, but I think they've liked the way we've done it. We've done it with class. We've done it with playing hard and doing the things the way people believe that you should do it. And that doesn't mean tomorrow that won't change. But up through this point, in this 2009 season, that's the way this team handled it. And I'm very confident that hopefully we'll keep doing that in the future.
And you guys, not only are graduating your athletes, you're graduating them ahead of time. I think Mark Cohen had said on an email that you guys are continuing to get recognized for that nationally, what you guys are doing in the classroom.
Well, you know, we hit one of the academic honor rolls again of being in the 70s, and that's, you know, you start getting in the 70s, 80s where you're graduating 8 out of 10 guys, and our whole goal is to get to 100. And so we're working at that, and you know, every year it seems like we're getting better and better. This senior class is, and then the next one, the junior class, has really got a lot of guys that will graduate early before they play their senior year. So I think they appreciate it, too, because they, down deep, the kids understand that, you know, when we're forcing them to make sure when they're younger to go to class, to do the right things until they mature and know that it, how much it's going to do for them, that's really kind of like your own kids. They know when they give you, you give them an answer they don't like, but they know it's the best thing. They know you're caring about it and you're trying to do it. So I don't know why it wouldn't carry over to a football team.
Number 3 TCU posted its first undefeated regular season in 71 years. They're going to be lining it up January 4th, the Tocitos Fiesta Bowl with number 6 Boise State. And your thoughts on the pairing? There was a little bit of chatter. Some folks wanted to see you guys paired with someone else. Just your thoughts on that, Coach Patterson.
Well, I mean, the number ranked 5th team in the nation. I've looked at all the pairings, and I'll be honest with you. I think that Boise State could go out and beat a lot of people that are in the BCS games, like people have said about TCU. They're known for their offense, but their defense is really, really good. Especially they play well in the red zone, and they know how to win. I mean, they're 25-1 in the last 2 seasons. They didn't lose any this year, and they only lost 1 game by a point to us last year. So they know how to win. They've won in the past. They've really built their program. They play with a lot of confidence. And I think, if anything, people would have been a little bit wary of having to play a TCU or a Boise State. And to be honest with you, after watching the film, I'm a little bit wary about playing a Boise State, because they really come to play, and you better get ready, because they're well-coached and their kids want to win, and they're going to do whatever they can to try to do that.
Of course, they are well-coached, but let's just think back to last year in the Poinsettia Bowl. TCU won by 1 point. But, Gary, I just have to say, I mean, you guys dominated that stat sheet in essentially every single category and held the Broncos to just 28 yards. I mean, what can we look for? I mean, I haven't followed them that close this year. I mean, what kind of team are we looking at?
Well, number one, I don't think we'll surprise them. They kind of sit in the same situation as we did a year ago. They were let down. In some ways, that they didn't get to a BCS game. And so this year has kind of turned, people think that we'll be let down and we won't go play. So both of us, I think you'll see an A game. I think I'm not sure there'll be a better BCS game in the country to watch than on January 4th, Boise State versus TCU.
Okay, only got time for 2 more quick questions. I got to ask you, as we look ahead, Andy Dalton, of course, you think he's going to be on that Heisman ballot next year?
Well, we're going to definitely push so. You know, he needs to finish, and we need to go win next year for him to have an opportunity and to do the things he needs to do, but he definitely is deserving.
Okay, and speaking of awards, you certainly continue to rack them up. You're the recipient of four what National Coach of the Year awards. Gary, I'm assuming you're going to be spending a lot of time on that treadmill with all these banquets you're going to. You're going to have to stay trim and fit, right?
Salad. Just eat salad.
Okay, no desserts, okay. Well, listen, congratulations on all your success, and we will catch up with you in the new year. I can't believe it's going to be 2010. Who's on your schedule next year? Do you know already?
Well, we don't. You know, we understand that Baylor is right now. There's some things going on as far as the Texas Tech game. We have Texas State, and then we also play SMU. So those are the four non-conference, and then we all know who's in the Mountain West.
Okay, in 2011, is that when you guys play Oklahoma? When do you guys play them?
2012. Yeah, Virginia and Oklahoma coming to our place that year.
Oh, very nice. It'll be certainly an ambitious schedule. Coach Patterson, thanks so much for stopping by, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a minute on the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.